This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1834. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost the dynamic medium of international shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 13th, Albania, Argentina, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bougainville, Canada, China, Cuba, Germany, Indonesia, Ireland Northern, Italy, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Solomon Islands, Somalia, South Sudan, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The one transmitter of Radio Tirana, Albania on shortwave continues to be very out of order, but still on the air, transmitting mostly a big hum roar, as I call it. Sometimes you can hear the program audio, such as the interval signal, underneath it. Meanwhile, there's been plenty of advice from astute monitors such as Kai Ludwig about what may be causing this. We hope that gets to the technicians in charge. And meanwhile, Christian Milling of Radio 700 in Germany has uncovered an old recording of the Radio Tirana interval signal. However, it's not the one we've been hearing lately, where there is only one tune played over and over and one version of that tune, but instead the same tune has several different variations, including one of them even changing the key. Here's his recording for our enjoyment. Last week, we mentioned that RAI Argentina has supposedly expanded its English broadcast to Europe to 7 days a week instead of five at 18 to 19 UT. So I asked our monitors to check it out on the weekend of July 9th and 10th. Manfred Reif in Germany did so and found that indeed it was in English until they went back to Spanish at 18:55 for a newscast, as they seem to be doing during the last few minutes of other foreign language broadcasts. And we expected the same to happen on Sunday, July 10th. But it didn't. It stayed in Spanish, the relay of Radio Nacional. Meanwhile, Ivo Ivanov had already issued a complete schedule for Argentina, showing it would be on Saturday and Sunday. And furthermore, one other foreign language has expanded to 7 days a week, according to this, German during the previous hour, 17 to 18 UT. But unfortunately, that collides with interference from Egypt, which is slightly above 15.345, although the Argentine frequency is slightly below 15.344. The lack of an English broadcast on Sunday was confirmed by Wolfgang Büschel, who also forwards an item in German from the ADX group. Reinhard Weiss got a reply from the German section of RAI in Buenos Aires, which said more or less, "It's a pity that although the propagation was reasonably good, the sound quality is rather faulty. Apparently there is a problem with one of the final stage tubes of the Harris transmitter, which is in charge of modulation, and unfortunately, I do not know when the fault will be fixed. That reply came from Ryan Brown of the Rye German section. Ron Howard on the California coast at Pacific Grove has been listening to BBS Bhutan 6035. Lately, the co-channel station PBS Yunnan China has been off the air earlier, so there's no interference. On July 9th and 10th, BBS stayed on the air until it went off at exactly the same time both days, 12:16 UT. However, on the 11th, they stayed on until 12:39, and on the 13th, much later, until 13:19. Ron Howard has also been listening to the three active Bolivians on 49 meters and reported this on UT July 12th, when conditions were better than normal. Radio Pio XII, Pius XII, on 5952.42, it signed off at 0230. Before that, there was some sports coverage with the sound of a crowd. The usual sign-off format, starting at 0228, was the very distinctive whistling Colonel Bogey March, also known as the River Kwai March, which of course has nothing to do with Bolivia, and there were clear IDs and chimes till it went off. He says this sign-off format is still one of my favorites, and he's posted an audio clip of it. Then on 6024.95, presumed Red Patria Nueva with actual audio, which is a rare event. Normally only an open carrier can be heard. This was in between 0232 and 239 with easy listening pop songs. And on 6134.82, Radio Santa Cruz went off at 0204 after playing their usual Santa Cruz song. It was not as strong as Pio XII. Ron Howard has also been tracking the sign-off, or rather cut-off times, of NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, 3325. Sometimes it has co-channel interference from RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, depending on which one of them goes off first. Here are the times when Bougainville went off. July 8th at 12:02, July 11th at 11:55, July 12th at 11:56, and July 13th at 12:10. Last week, we reported that CHMJ Traffic Radio in Vancouver, B.C. on 7:30 was off the air since a wildfire had destroyed its transmitter site outside the city. But it was back on the air as of July 7th, says Walt Salmaniv over in Victoria. The signal was 10 over 9, but he says it's normally much stronger here at 40 over 9, so they must be using a backup transmitter of 400 or 500 watts. Other reports say this backup is on a building in Vancouver, which is very unusual, of course, for an AM transmitter to be on a building, at least in North America. There was a big sporadic EDX opening on low-band TV and FM on July 12th. David Hodgson in Nashville, Tennessee, was hearing something on Channel 6 audio frequency on his car radio, 87.7 megahertz. At 17 UT, and they had commercials and mentions of CFRA in Ottawa. That means it must have been CJOH6 in Deseronto, Ontario, the CTV station in Ottawa relay, with 100 kilowatts video, and I guess 1/5 or 1/10 of that on their audio channel. The WTFDA.org site has a list of the still active analog Canadian low-band television stations, and in fact there are 8 of them of more than low power on Channel 6. Yet another way, China is doing its own thing. Greg Hardison sends a story from Radio World of July 5th. China presents its digital radio standard. It's called CDR, or China Digital Radio. It works on the FM band only, but it is an in-band, on-channel system, and evidently it's different from all the others. Radio Havana, Cuba has been worse than usual lately, many of their frequencies quite distorted and splattering, bothering innocent bystanders. Worst of the lot seems to be 11670, which I've found splattering up to 35 kilohertz above and below. Splattering even 10 kHz can be a problem, such as the 9710 transmitter July 10th at 12:50, bothering New Zealand on 9700. Maybe the feed level from the Havana studio is too high, overdriving the transmitters. CNN, the television network, has been carrying a series on Sunday evenings, Declassified, Untold Stories of American Spies. The episode July 10th, or rather 11th, UT, was Cuba, Traitor on the Inside, about DIA senior analyst Ana Montes, who was caught. And part of the story is that she got her instructions from Cuba via those spy numbers broadcasts on shortwave. Richard Langley points out a website at CNN.com about this. And if you missed it, presumably the full episode will be available for online viewing. Alan Gale in the UK noted an interesting entry on the program schedule for the German transmitter on 6005, Crap from the Past, in English. It was scheduled for Monday, July 11th at 1800 to 1930, maybe a one-off. An intriguing name. Keith Knight, the wireless waffler, replies, this is at archive.org, a pop music radio show for people who already know plenty about pop music, hosted by Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Some good novelty tunes on this show. That reply was in the British DX Club Yahoo group. The Voice of Indonesia has been off the air for a few days. It was heard July 8th by Ron Howard, just below 9526, and again on July 12th. But it was missing, as others agreed, on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. I could also detect a JBA carrier, July 12th at 1328, so it was safe to assume the English hour was back. But I never have enough signal and modulation to listen to the programming, which I used to enjoy. Ron says the exact frequency was 9525.89, and Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 9525.891 for the English broadcast at 10 UT on July 13th. Ivo Ivanov gave advance notice of a special transmission of Radio Northern Ireland via the transmitter site in Armenia for UT Saturday, July 9th at 23 to midnight on 17490 in English for South Asia. It seems to me such scheduling was very optimistic propagationally. Sunrise in Armenia was not until about 0140 UT, and at 23 UT it's 3 a.m. in Armenia, and still pre-sunrise even in the target area of South Asia, when the MUF from the west can be expected to be at its lowest. So I wonder if they got any reports from South Asia. On the shortwave Yahoo group, Roberto Scaglione in Sicily forwards news from Max of Radio Star International, which is an Italian station despite the name in English. They now have a weekly broadcast via Channel 292 in Germany on 6070. In order to avoid interference from Vatican on the same frequency, the weekly broadcast is now scheduled from 21 UT on Fridays. Seems it's mostly music and the announcements in Italian, but they do have multilingual IDs. Keith Perrone tells us that there will be a special from PCJ Radio International, 2 hours long, from the Radio Netherlands archives, which has not been heard since it was originally broadcast, 1947 to 1995, rare material from Jerry and Dodie Cowan, Harry van Helder, Eddie Starts, Tom Meyer, and many others, and some rare performances recorded at the Wereldomroep of some internationally known artists, presented by producer Paulette McQuarrie. And a special EQSL will be available to those reporting it. Here are the times via WRMI. Sunday, July 17th at 06:08 to Europe on 7780. And repeated UT Monday, July 18th at 01:03 on 7570 for North America. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1834. Your financial support, always welcome, for these non-commercial services, including our website, worldofradio.com. by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Here's an aberration from some of my near local stations I'd like to mention, proving that you can't depend on format listings to be 100% correct. There are three stations in Stillwater, Perry, and Blackwell, Oklahoma, called Triple Play Sports Radio. They're usually parallel, but can split apart if necessary for different stupid ball games. However, on Sunday evening, July 10th, I found that two of them actually have a music show, while the other one, 1020, continues with sports talk. It's called The Stillwater Jukebox with Tom Dorado, hits of the 50s and 60s for Ponca City, Blackwell, and Enid. Starts at 2300 UT Sundays for 2 hours. It ran a little bit past 0100 on FM 105.1, which is KOSB, but checking 1580 KOKB again. It was already off the air a couple of minutes before 0100, or maybe reduced to 49 watts night power much earlier than necessary in July at 0145. Ron Howard reports on Solomon Islands 5020 SIBC on July 7th with a special extended broadcast to celebrate their 38th anniversary of independence. After a long national anthem at 12:03, they can continue with nonstop Pacific Island music and songs, except for occasional announcements congratulating the good people of the Solomons and the government. There were never any station IDs. It might have been an extension of a special SIBC programming or a relay of One Talk FM. There were commercials for Solomon Islands Airlines and an IT service wishing a happy 38th anniversary of independence and God bless the Solomon Islands. It was still on the air at 13:18 after his sunrise at 12:56. On July 11th, however, they were off the air when checked at 11:15, neither 5020 nor the day frequency, which occasionally runs later, 9545. Ron wonders if there was too much partying during their July 7th Independence Day celebration. And furthermore, they remained off the air, still not heard on July 11th when I checked around 11:45, nor on July 13th, according to Ron Howard, at 10:28 and 10:59. Let's hope they're not off the air to stay. Very intriguing, an ID has appeared on 7750 USB, first reported by Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria. He says a tiny signal, most likely from Africa or beamed to Africa in a vernacular with talks, comments, and folk songs. He heard it June 26th at 1958, the 29th at 0348, July 5th closing down at 1756, and July 6th at 1705. I put this out immediately to the DX Listening Digest group, and many of us have been following it since. Of course, at those hours, it's not likely to make it all the way to North America. Manfred Reif in Germany says he was hearing someone on 7750 USB, July 8th at 1820, but it was just above the noise level, could not identify the language via his receiver or some other remotes. On July 11th, Torsten Hallmann in Germany says, I couldn't catch anything until 1924, and it got stronger at 1926. He also heard it previously on the Saturday, July 9th, with long talk in an NID language and vocal and flute-dominated music. Sounds a bit like the Horn of Africa. By now, I'm suspecting it's Radio Puntland, that region of Somalia, which had not been reported on 13800 for quite a while. Jari Savolainen in Finland was getting similar results to Thorsten in Germany, July 9th past 18 UT on Sunday the 10th until 1700. His impression was also it was from the Horn of Africa. There may have been mentions of Somalia. Bruce Churchill in California also says, although not the former frequency, is it possible this is a reemergence of the former and short-lived Radio Puntland? And then Torsten Hallmann in Germany was hearing a jingle for the BBC World Service at 1830 UT. Well, surely it's not the BBC itself, but somebody relaying it. Manfred Reif says it was off the air by 1940. Wolfgang Büschel measured the frequency as 4 hertz below 7750. It was carrier plus upper sideband on July 11th. Using a remote receiver, Bruce Churchill says, July 12th at 1813, it was fair and compatible USB listening via Finland. Sounded like a Horn of Africa language. It could well be Somali. Mauno Ritola in Finland, who provides the remote receiver, says it does relay the BBC Somali service, which is on the air between 1800 and 1830. Among the frequencies for BBC Somali are 9720, if you want to compare them. Tibor Gaul in Hungary says perhaps this is a pirate station, and we will never know who operates it. But Bruce Churchill replies, if these guys are relaying the BBC Somali service, one must presume it is a government-sponsored broadcast from the Somali Republic, Somaliland, or Puntland, not likely a militant-controlled station such as Al-Shabaab or Al-Qaeda would be relaying BBC programming. Finally, on July 13th, Mauno Ritola in Finland says, there is a carrier all the time, but it is extremely weak, so the modulation is something between clean USB and AM plus upper sideband. Carrier measured 4 hertz below 7750. I think I heard weak audio already before 1700, before the carrier became visible. Wolfgang Büschel reports on iRadio EYE, the South Sudan service, mostly in Arabic, on 11730. He heard a phone-in report by a journalist in English about South Sudan at 0433 UT, July 9th. He thinks it must be the Issoudun site in France due to similar signals at the same time. On frequencies nearby, 11790 RFI Swahili, 11700 RFI in French, and 11600 Dengue Kurdistan. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, with South Sudan being in the news, I tuned into the iRadio shortwave broadcast, the other one, at 16 UT, July 12th on 17730 via Issoudun, using the Utventa SDR. Fairly good reception, but no English segment. He says this shortwave broadcast is not parallel to their live web streaming at www.iradio.org. The live stream included a 15-minute English news bulletin starting a minute or two after 1600. Ron Howard in California reports on Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwanese spelling Fuxing, on 9410, presumed a nice surprise to find they seem to have fixed their transmitter. Noted at 1225 UT, July 13th in Chinese, there was no signal on the other frequency 9774. For several months, 9410 was off the air more than it was on, transmitter on only for a brief time before going off. Today it seemed like they were back to normal operations without interruptions. A reminder that for a long time now, 9410 has been free of mainland CNR5 interference. A press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors via Hans-Jörg Biener, July 8th, says BBG names first director of Internet Freedom Program Office, Dr. Nanke Nweke. I better spell his name, N-N-A-K-E-N-W-E-K-E. The first ever director of the newly created Office of Internet Freedom. He will serve as the principal advisor to the BBG board, the CEO, and the five networks on technological and innovative efforts to circumvent internet censorship around the globe. Dr. Nweke will lead the development of the BBG's strategies on combating internet censorship and will study its impact on BBG programming. WRNO New Orleans has been active lately on a rather unstable frequency, varying around 7505, usually between 01 and 04 UT. Dave Zanto in Wisconsin, who's in the bore site of their 20-degree azimuth, complains that WRNO causes interference to WBCQ 15 kilohertz away on 7490. WRNO, very strong signal splattering. Just a bit too late to mention on last week's World of Radio, John Gorski of KJES informed me early UT July 7th. I've been helping Larry Tom, THOM, chief engineer of WRNO. He has an LCOR transmitter similar to mine. He's been off the air for some time due to transmitter problems and health problems. We've been in touch and working out the problems with the transmitter. We just got WRNO back on the air. I set up my test equipment to monitor the signal and have been able to talk Larry in as he adjusted his audio processor. WRNO never sounded better. 7505. The LCOR is being driven by a Collins T368, which is doing a fine job for a 60-year-old transmitter. Following some publicity from Alan Weiner, I checked out a new show on WBCQ, UT Sundays at 0400 on 7490. Although I confess to listening July 10th to the more convenient webcast. It's called Dead Frog Radio. It started with a parody of kids pledging allegiance to kill all the other kids in the world, the Dead Puppies song, some homosexual songs including God Hates Fags. The DJ said, I sing in a prison a cappella group, and there was more frenetic off-the-wall stuff and pretend call-ins, considerably raunchier than weekend radio on WCLV. The WTWW number 3 transmitter has been quite erratic. Sometimes it's dead air for hours and hours on 12105 during our afternoons. When it is modulating, you can never be sure which language it will be carrying with Bible Worldwide, not according to the previously posted schedule, such as Yoruba, Russian, Arabic, or Spanish, or French. And the WTWW number 2 transmitter, 9930, seems to be off the air for at least a week during our afternoons when it had been carrying the Dave Ramsey show, so I suspect that has been dropped. Mike Terry forwards a story from Bloomberg.com News of July 8th. CBS Radio files for IPO as parent plans to jettison business. One of the nation's oldest broadcasters prepares to leave the shrinking AM/FM radio business. Whether it's shrinking is subject to dispute. Ken Zicke in Michigan makes a pretty good case that it is not, if you include the entire population. R.I.P. Lou Josephs. You may recall he was a contributor to the old media network and was an earlier adopter of the Internet as opposed to broadcasting. Jonathan Marks says he died July 10th at Merritt Island, Florida at the age of 65. More about him at Jonathan's Critical Distance blogspot. In the MAR tip sheet, Paul Dobish forwards news that Amateur Electronics Supply, AES, will close its doors at the end of July after 59 years in business. No reason given. It's been a premier player among amateur radio equipment retailers for decades. Headquarters in Milwaukee, also outlets in Cleveland, Las Vegas, and Orlando. The propagation outlook from Boulder, quiet to unsettled conditions with A&K indices peaking at 14-3 July 19th. Minor storms August 3rd and 4th, peaking at 23 and 5. Solar flux unexpectedly reached the high 90s on July 12th, but predicted to reach the low 70s by July 25th. And that's World of Radio 1834. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.